Hi guys, Manos from the EView Real Estate Group. Welcome to today's training session. I thought I'd do this training session. We actually just have come back from the momentum training that the realestate.com group put on today at the MCG, and it was over 1,000 people that attended there, and I know many of you guys would have attended the ones right around the country. But I had a couple of questions that people approached me in regards to how do you start a business, when do you start a business, and what does it really look like? And what I teach our team is that if you're thinking about business ownership, it starts in three different stages. And you can start at stage one and you can grow into stage three. But I want to explain each stage. And there's no perfect stage. The stage is perfect for what suits you and your DNA and your capacity as a business owner as well. So stage one is what I call the I stage. The I stage is where it can look two different ways. One, it can look a business within a business. So it's effectively an effective business unit and you operate a business within someone else's office premises. Very, very successful, very, very profitable, and gives you great lifestyle and extremely low risk. And we'll talk about that. The other stage, I stage, is where you can actually physically go out and you have office premises. Now, the office premises can be a shop front, or it could be upstairs in a serviced office environment where it's just an office space and you operate from there. But you're fully licensed, you've got your own brand, and you're out there wearing all the hats of a business owner, but operating as an EBU. And when myself and Maria entered real estate, that's how we started. We were part of a franchise group, but we had a very small office, 90 square meters. It was about $270 a week in rent. Really, really low overheads. And myself and Maria were the main listers in the operation. And then we had a couple of support team to actually help us run an effective business unit. And we were selling approximately 150 homes per year with the team, and extremely, extremely profitable. Hard work, wearing all the hats, but a great place to start. And that's a great place to be. And we call it the I stage, because the I stage, it all revolves around you. And then there's the next stage, is what we call the we stage. So the we stage is when you're able to start building a team underneath you. So you're doing the sales, you're doing all the listings and sales, but you also engage with other team members, and those team members are autonomous. Those team members under your guidance can go out there and generate business, and they bring enough income to cover your fixed expenses. And we're going to talk about expenses as well. So in the I stage, when you're a business within a business, you may not be receiving 100% of the commission. Usually to be in the business within a business, you should be on about, at the absolute minimum, at least 60% of the total revenue that you bring in. Usually I feel the magic happens around 70 to 80%, depending on obviously the volume that you do, and obviously your marketplace, and then you can afford to obviously have those team members. It's structured differently in many, many different offices. But that's, and the running overheads is simply your commitment to marketing and what you do out there in the marketplace to generate business. When you move to an office environment, what I call a serviced office environment, again, really oily rag operations, you can get away with about $15,000 in fixed overheads to have your own office and still be in that I stage where you control your destiny as an individual sales agent, and you have a support team around you, not necessarily sales agents. It's about $15,000. So if you really think about it, if it's about $15,000 and you're able to write, say, $500,000 in GCI in this I stage, $15,000 is $180,000, let's round it up to $200,000 in expenses, right? And you'll be left with $300,000, okay? And if you're in a business within a business, you may not reach that $300,000 depending on your split, but of course you haven't outlaid the risk. And to set up an office like that could cost you in office fit out and so forth, between $20,000 to $25,000. It just depends on obviously many factors, but that's a great stage to be in. And there are many, many sales agents who just want to stay in that stage, which is fantastic too. So then a lot of team members decide, a lot of individuals decide, well, I want to build a bigger team. I want to build a bigger team underneath me and encourage them and mentor them to generate more business. So at the very least, the fixed expenses are covered by them. So when you get to stage two, to run an office, and we're talking a lean and mean office, but still a professional outfit, you're going to be spending between $20,000 to $25,000 in fixed overheads. Now, the fixed overheads is your rent, your electricity, your receptionist, no marketing. Okay, so marketing, as in property marketing, is a variable subject to the amount of volume that you do. So it's really important to understand. So it will cost you between $20,000 and $25,000 per month to run this operation. So let's just round it up to $25,000, which is around $300,000 in fixed overheads per year. So what does that mean? In the we stage, the whole idea is to build a team that is going to generate enough gross profit that they're going to cover your fixed expenses, and that whatever you write is what you call dollar for dollar. So in this example, if you're still writing your $500,000 in GCI, and then you had a number of team members, and just for the sake of the exercise, you're able to recruit a number of team members that were able to write another $600,000 in GCI, and they were on a 50-50 split. Gross revenue to you is $300,000, right? $300,000 your fixed expenses, so that becomes neutral. And then whatever you write, this $500,000 is profit. So it's a great place to be. It is also the most difficult stage, because you are really wearing all the hats you're wearing. And the stage two is also probably the most challenging stage. Of all the three stages, it's the most challenging because you're wearing all the hats. You're reliant on yourself to be doing good numbers, $500,000 in GCI. And then you're also recruiting team members. And as current business owners, most agents don't go and write $300,000 or $600,000 in GCI straight away. So you need a couple of team members and coaching. And sometimes in the recruitment process, you'll have to go through a number of people to be able to do that. But that's a really good snapshot of stage one, then moving on to stage two. So it's the I stage and the we, you and team members underneath you. And then we have stage three. And a lot of people aspire to stage three. And as a percentage, just to give you a percentage, this is what I see out there in the marketplace. Between 10 to 15% of all businesses are in the I stage. Stage two is around 60 to 80% is around that stage. And then stage three, it's between 5 to 10%. Now stage three is what I call the they stage. And they stage refers to is that you build a team, your fixed overheads in the they stage, fixed monthly, and I should say monthly, all these are referring to monthly overheads, hovers around the $35,000 to $45,000. So let's just say $40,000 per month as an exercise as fixed expenses, because to get to the day stage, we're talking about a team of at least 10, 12 to 15 sales agents and beyond. And you have these super businesses that have 20 plus sales agents. And it's a fantastic stage to be in. The normal life cycle of most principals is that they're in stage one, moving on to stage two, and then building onto stage three, and it normally is a 10 to 15 year period. Some people have gone straight into stage three, and that's probably, we're probably an example of going straight from stage one to stage three when we started the EV Group, EV Real Estate Partners in Frankston, back in 2006. So you have fixed expenses of $40,000, that's still lean and mean, Because one thing I have found with a lot of business owners is sometimes revenue comes in and fixed expenses start to accumulate very, very quickly. But you've got to keep your finger on the pulse. $40,000 is a comfortable fixed expenses, a good size office with good premises so you can house at least a dozen to 15 and more sales agents. And I haven't spoken about property management because property management is just an addition to this. And I'll save that for another video. So when we get to stage three, that's the they stage. The they stage is that you have enough team members within your team to cover your fixed expenses and also to make you a healthy profit. So for example, let's just round up the fixed expenses to $500,000 per year as fixed overheads to the office. If you have enough sales agents and you're paying them on a 50-50 split and they're generating a revenue of $2 million in revenue, all right, you're left with a gross profit of $1 million. Okay, $1 million less your fixed expenses of $500,000, you're left with a profit of $500,000. Okay, does that make sense? In this stage, the they stage, is you act as mentor, as the business owner at leadership, and inspiring your young recruits or your established agents to be able to go out there and write great GCI, to cover your fixed expenses, and then to make you a healthy profit. And that is a healthy profit. $500,000 on $2 million, 25% is great. The average profit in the they stage, the industry average, is between 15 and 18%, and that's probably on the high side. Most are probably around the 11 to 13% of the total revenue. And of course, when you get to the they stage, you'll have lots of people in the I stage wanting to be underneath you as well. And that's a great place to be. Don't be frightened of that. So, three stages in business. Stage one, where you can be a business within a business, someone else's operation, without the risk and the overhead. And from there, you can either move into your own low-cost premises, serviced offices environment without the massive overhead, fixed expenses between $10,000 and $15,000, but you're doing all the revenue and keeping the majority of it after all expenses. Stage two, which I believe is probably the toughest phase of any business, is the we stage, where you're doing lots and lots of work, but you've got you're coaching a team so you can cover your fixed expenses, and so that whatever you write is dollar for dollar, what I call dollar for dollar. This is where the magic happens for those who aspire to get to stage three. This does require a massive investment of time and money to get to stage three. So if we look at it from a fit out point of view, stage one, you're probably looking at $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 in office fit out. Stage two, you're probably looking around the $100,000. Stage three, $300K and upwards, if not $500,000. And then you're going to need the cash reserves to make sure that you can maintain the cash flow and the property advertising that's required. And again, that would be for another topic. But stage three is a magic place to be. And you act as mentor, coach, and you can make some really healthy profits. So they're the three stages. All right, guys, I really hope you enjoyed this session today on the three stages of business, the I, we, and they. And just for those people who are interested, a few people have asked for a copy of the book. We do have an ebook available now. Just go to manosandmaria.com.au and you can download that free. And of course, if you wanted a hard copy, just place an order through there and we'll get it out to you. Catch us on the other side. And if you've got any questions, please add it to the post. Or private message me for any questions that you want answered in regards to business ownership or, that, for that matter, anything in real estate. Thank you, guys. Keep smashing it out there.